USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines, the acting director of the Office of Management and Budget, Russell Vogt, says President Trump's budget proposal includes money for the border wall.
Federal resources and frontline defenders are overwhelmed at the southern border, and the fiscal year 2020 budget provides sizable funding of an $8.6 billion for full completion of the wall and other border security resources.
Reaction from Arizona Congressman Republican Andy Biggs, speaking on Fox News, about why he supports the $8 billion included in the budget for building the wall.
They want to build a wall and extend it. What we're doing with his emergency declaration doesn't get the job done. The reports out, Arizona last couple of years, enough fentanyl seized to kill between 70 and 80 million Americans in Arizona alone from the border. And that's when you look at that, that's an emergency.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, a great day for stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 200 points, the NASDAQ up 149 points, and the S&P 500 up 40 points. To the White House Daily Briefing in Washington, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held a press briefing on Monday at the White House. Sanders was asked if the president really believes that Democrats hate Jews.
Look, the president's been an unwavering and committed ally to Israel and the Jewish people. And frankly, the remarks that have been made by a number of Democrats and failed to be called out by Democrat leadership is frankly abhorrent, and it's sad, and it's something that should be called by name. It shouldn't be put in a watered-down resolution. It should be done the way the Republicans did it when Steve King made terrible comments. We called it out by name. We stripped him of his committee memberships, and we'd like to see Democrats follow suit.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
At the UN, reaction to the Ethiopian Airlines crash, here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Several UN staff members were on board the plane when it crashed outside Addis Ababa. They were on their way to an international conference on the environment in Kenya. Sather Trivathi, the Assistant Secretary General, who is with the UN Environment Program, says they will honor their colleagues.
What we see is that a renewed resolve and a feeling that the best way to respect the memory of the departed souls is to do even more resolutely what they were coming here to do, that is serve the cause of the environment and the planet.
Fox News issuing a statement about one of its talk show hosts, Judge Jeanine Pirro, who's paid to offer her opinion on the network. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
The reprimand coming for remarks that Jeanine Pirro made about Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. A statement from Fox says the remarks do not reflect the views of the network. Pirro had suggested that Omar's beliefs about Israel are rooted in her Muslim religion. Pirro also noted that Omar wears a hijab, a head covering that many Muslim women do wear in public. Pirro asking on her show whether Omar's adherence to this Islamic doctrine is indicative of her adherence to Sharia law. Omar has been in the news lately herself for critical remarks she's made about U.S. policy on Israel. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.